Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Yes, I feel it.
Honduras interview with Carlos Humberto Reyes of the Honduran Trade Union Movement about the internal and external keys of the electoral fraud and the permanence of Juan Orlando Hernández in power. If Juan Orlando Hernández remains in power through an electoral fraud, there will no longer be a constitution that counts, and the potential for a massacre against the people protesting in the streets will be huge, said unionist Carlos Humberto Reyes from Tegucigalpa in an interview with Real World Radio. 9 days after the presidential elections in Honduras, international observers and some members of the Electoral Supreme Court have confirmed irregularities in the counting of votes, aiming to keep Juan Orlando Hernández of Partido Nacional as president. The counting of votes is being carried out with the suspension of individual liberties through a curfew imposed by the president who seeks re-election. Nevertheless, the measure has not had any effect on the population, who are witnessing how their will expressed in the ballots is being taken away, and they are massively responsive with street actions and night protests called by the Convergence Against Dictatorship. Re-election in Honduras is explicitly prohibited in the constitution, but Hernández sought re-election with the complicity of extremely influential international actors such as the US and the European Union, who have remained silent in the months before the election and even now amid irregularities, said Carlos Humberto Reyes in an interview with Real World Radio. Reyes is the president of Beverage Workers Union in Honduras, and a reference for the International Union of Food and Agricultural Workers. Throughout history, Honduras has had the role of gendarme of the US in Central America, said Reyes. The Beverage Unionist has been a reference for the National Popular Resistance Front of Honduras, which was created after the coup d'etat by Roberto Micheletti that ousted José Manuel Zelaya in June 2009. 8 years later, Reyes says that even with rigged electoral results and with the massive mobilizations carried out this weekend, it is clear that the huge majority of the population do not support Hernández. Therefore, his permanence would be an omen of widespread repression that would end up in massacres, thus worsening the crisis of violence against human rights defenders in the country.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowine.